You can take any diet with this book, and it's like, if you've hit the point where I've just hit, not just fallen off the bandwagon, but you've kind of rolled around in the ditch for a while, you can still fix it.
I think so. So fixing broken diets is doable. I think it will require change. Obviously, it requires change, right? So a person's weight isn't going to change if they don't make any changes. So there has to be change. I have incredible empathy for the folks who have struggled over the years. I think that the bill of goods society has been given in regard to the weight management has been a god-awfully broken bill of goods. It's part of the title in terms of the diet fix. Really, it's crazy to me that society believes that people fail diets. I don't think people fail diets. I think diets fail people. Whereas traditionally, dieting and change, it's okay, well, what will I suffer without next? I think the change has to be organization. I really do believe, both from my personal experience, but also from thousands and thousands of patients and from the medical literature, that eating enough, preventing hunger, reducing the physiologic drive of 100 million years of evolution can help people. And so whether it's low-carbers, paleo folks, low-fat folks, there are ways to adjust calories, timing, and protein so that cravings are diminished, that drive is diminished. And in many cases, people who were never able to eat just one, when well organized, can. And so I think the secret to success isn't suffering, it's organization. And the good news about organization is the more you do it, the easier it gets. So think about work, new jobs. The first couple of months of a new job, they're a pain in the butt, right? You don't know where things are. You don't know who to go to. You don't know the filing system. There's a lot of busy work in the first few months that after the first few months is automated and easy, and you don't have to think about it at all. That's what I think this is like, in the sense that the first few months of keeping a food diary, the first few months of reorganizing timing and protein and all those sorts of things, it is a bit of busy work, and it will be a bit clunky for a lot of people. Organizing the same thing over and over again, it gets easier. Whereas, even if you're suffering just a little bit, over time that magnifies. And so I think that's why people quit diets, is even small amounts of suffering over time feel like it's a huge amount of suffering. Whereas, if this gets easier and easier with time, maybe people will stick with it.
I had some breakfast this morning. Usually, I tend to be a one big Leviathan of a meal.
Yeah, at the end it's a real common story in my office, I'll tell you.
It just...
So breakfasts, you know, breakfasts are something that people like to either champion very dramatically or bash very dramatically. You'll see both online. There's lots of the gurus online telling you either it's the only thing you have to do or you never have to do it. Looking at the National Weight Control Registry, I talk about that registry in the book. Right now, that registry consists of 10,000 individuals who on average have lost 66 pounds and kept it off for 5 years. So these are individuals who are very good at maintaining losses, which is something not everybody's very good at. 78% of them have breakfast. Now that's an important figure. I really do think it suggests that for many, breakfast is crucially important, but I think it's also important to notice that 22% don't have breakfast. Now, if an individual in my office says, listen, Yoni, I struggle, but I tend to only struggle in the later parts of the day. For me, that means that person almost certainly needs to have breakfast. If there are later in the day struggles, it often represents a poorly front-loaded day as far as calories and protein go. It actually feels a little bit abnormal to eat when you're not hungry, but preemptive eating is really what I'm prescribing in this book. And so missing breakfast, having a coffee for a snack, maybe a small and healthy lunch because they're trying to control calories, followed by a very large dinner with loss of control in some cases, either for portions or choices. It's a real typical story in my office. And if that sounds like, you know, who is ever listening to this right now, if that sounds like you, clearly that might be one of the biggest things you need to change. Because again, the more a person wants to permanently lose, the more of their lives they need to permanently change. And there's no question that pattern for many is a very challenging pattern.
You are not a diet Nazi. You are not out to stomp out anything in particular. And he's like, you know, it's like, cut yourself some slack. You're going to start again tomorrow.
And life's not a straight line, right? So there's nothing in life that's a straight line. I think about my marriage. I've got a great marriage, but we have our ups and downs. I think about my job. It's usually really fulfilling, but sometimes it's a pain in the butt, like anybody's job.
Kids too.
We'll have good days and bad days in life. We'll have good weeks and bad weeks, and even good months and bad months. Ultimately, though, just like a marriage, I mean, I think that healthy living is a very important relationship. I think we're going to get in fights with our relationships from time to time, and sometimes we'll take some steps backwards with them too, but you get back on the horse. I mean, if people just quit when they fail, I think embracing failure is actually a huge determinant of success, because we're all going to fall down. Sometimes we're going to fall down, though, and it's not really a fall. We've been taught it's a fall, you know, celebrating for a birthday or, you know, getting a promotion and going out and hitting the restaurants. We use food for celebration. There's an archaeological dig that's 35,000 years old looking at celebration. It was a wake for a shaman on the banks of the River Galilee, where they found the evidence of this massive feast. I mean, this is the human condition. And I think that we need to embrace the human condition. Now, there's no such thing as the eat as much as you want, whenever you want, however you want program that will cause weight loss. But I do think the all you can thoughtfully eat lifestyle, which is what I preach in the Diet Fix, is a real one, with ups and downs, with some regains and with some relosses. But this is about the healthiest life a person can enjoy. We're here, as far as I know, on this planet only one time. Food is a hugely and important pleasure in our lives. I think we should probably embrace that.
The book is The Diet Fix, Why Diets Fail and How to Make Yours Work. I've been speaking with the author, Yoni Friedhoff, and The Diet Fix is published by Random House of Canada.